gosh, over the past couple of weeks or so, there have been a number of different announcements made about different offices. And, you know, when one office opens up, then people will announce that they're going to run for that office. One of those opening up is Congressman Billy Long's, of course, with his run for the U.S. Senate. And there have been a number of announcements for that race. And another one, I believe, is happening today. We've got Jay Wasson with us. And this is today that you're making an announcement. Is that correct?
Good morning, Nick. Yes. This is the day we're making our announcement. Right.
All right. So tell us why you're running. People that may not be familiar with you, why it is that you think you're the best person for that position.
Well, I wasn't running, Nick, till about maybe 3-4 weeks ago. I was enjoying retirement. My wife and I were, you know, we'd taken up golf. I was bought some fishing rods and was doing some fishing for the first time in years. We were enjoying ourselves, but at the same time frustrated with riots in the cities and burning cities down, law and order, the border issues, lack of particularly freedom of speech, where when you say something, they cancel you. Those sorts of things, terribly frustrated with. But when Billy first made his announcement, I had people call me, and I said, no, I have no interest in going to Washington, D.C. As time went along, I think we got to maybe the fifth or sixth $1 trillion of ridiculous spending on things that we've never spent money on before. Instead of fixing Social Security or fixing Medicare, they're dreaming up new things to spend trillions of dollars on, and I think, frankly, purposely trying to bankrupt America. Those kind of things in Afghanistan happened, and 13 caskets and a lot of broken promises that I think were embarrassing for America. And I just decided at that point that I had some abilities, and I had the desire, and some experience. I started my business when I was 19, built my first house when I was 19 years old. I've been in business my whole life ever since. I've dealt with regulations, ridiculous regulations. I've dealt with taxes. I've paid bills. The inflation rate that is getting ready to hit, I got hit with back in, I guess what you'd call the Carter years. I got stuck with two houses for sale that I couldn't sell and 18% interest rates. I know what that is. I know what that's like. I've experienced those types of things. And I feel like I can find like-minded people. And I think I've got a record of getting things done, of solving problems, of fixing things. And there's a lot in Washington that needs fixing. I hope I can go out there and try to fix some of them.
Southwest Missouri is generally, well, particularly when it comes to primaries, it's the candidate that's generally perceived as being more conservative that ends up winning the day. And there's a great frustration that we hear all the time from Republicans voters that Republicans, they're not conservative enough. They don't, you know, do enough. That we live in a red state. And we've got 5 tax increases from the establishment through gas taxes and a prescription drug monitoring program and these things that a lot of conservatives say are counter to smaller government and lower taxes. What do you say to those people? How is it that you're going to be different in that capacity?
Well, first of all, my own personal experiences, like I said, I've been a business person. I've run a business. I have dealt with unnecessary regulations. I've dealt with taxes for my whole life. Those are conservative issues. That's what makes a person a conservative, I think, in a lot of cases. As far as politically is concerned, when I went into office in 2002, I think they were saying at that time that the state was as broke as it had ever been. Bob Holden was demanding that we raise taxes to fix it. A group of us, basically like-minded people again, We formed our own coalition. We did not raise taxes. We not only didn't do that, but we found places to cut. We made the tough decisions. We made cuts in places that we had to. And I think, in my opinion, probably saved Missouri billions of dollars down the road. Same thing happened in 2008. We made the same kind of tough decisions, the same kind of tough choices. So I think I've got a track record of doing that. Those are the kind of things that a conservative does, I believe.
We're talking about Jay Wasson announcing his run for the 7th Congressional District. That's the seat that Billy Long has occupied and is opening up as he runs for the U.S. Senate. Oftentimes, as an identifier, if you will, as Republicans run in the primary, they'll cite a particular example in which they proved their conservative credentials because the party even was against them, or it was something that wasn't popular because it was quote too conservative. Is there anything in that you see as an example of that where even some of the more moderates were opposed, but you pushed it forth anyhow as a conservative?
Well, in most cases, you try to bring people over to your side, which is what I've kind of been, I think, good at doing. If you push against the majority, you're generally not going to get anything done. That can be, I guess, a good claim to fame, I suppose, or finding a article in a newspaper to go file a bill on. I suppose you can do that, but that doesn't mean that you've accomplished anything. I'm about trying to fix things and about trying to accomplish things. I have gone against leadership, I guess you could call it, and in the House and the Senate at times. Yes, I've done that. But for the most part, I want to try to find people like-minded and get them to go along with me.
And finally, of course, there's going to be a lot of time for you to travel around the 7th Congressional District and get to know people, let them get to know you. But right now, in these very early stages of announcements, anything else you want people to know about you?
No, just my background, my history. And my desire to try to represent Southwest Missouri for the things that I think most people are interested in. I think I've got somewhat of a track record of doing that, and I think I've got an experience level that a lot of people probably wouldn't have that I think will come in handy and be useful in doing so.
Jay Wasson, I'm sure that we will be talking to you on a number of occasions from now until at least next August. Thank you for the call this morning.
Thank you, Nick. Appreciate it.
Hey, absolutely. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed.